just words that can help me. There's a whirling passing by. Number two said God'll never touch another picture pie. Number three said thank you Jesus, for I know this drug's for me. And that overflowed, she was Catholic, so she said her rosary. But the fifth frog didn't make it. He jumped up all on his own. He wasn't too big a hurry to be on his way back home. So the lesson of the fifth frog is that when God says be still, God will protect the standing in his will. So the funeral of the fifth frog was to me that very hour, and his eulogy was given in the front seat of my car. We sought comfort from the scriptures for his kids and for his wife, but we knew if he needed God, he never would have lost his life. Poor old fifth frog didn't make it. He jumped up all on his own. He wasn't too big a hurry to be on his way back home. So the lesson of the fifth frog is that when God says be still, God will protect the standing in his will. And the moral of the story isn't look before you leap, and the message surely isn't what you saw, that's what you reap. But the point is plain and simple, when there's trouble facing you, you better get that one opinion with the perfect point of view. Cause the fifth frog didn't make it. He jumped up all on his own. He wasn't too big a hurry to be on his way back home. So the lesson of the fifth frog is that when God says be still, God will protect the stand.